I've been taking a fuzzy off of my shirt hose service. I carried Jaylee in there, and she, her blanket got fuzzies all over me, so I apologize. I'm already by now, I'm picking my shirt. I'm not a little boy, I'm a little OCD seat. OCD, whatever it is. Anyway, tonight it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Enjoy, I seen the young man laid in the altar like he does.
Yes.
Like he is, and I want to tell him and encourage him.
Amen.
You lay right in there, brother.
Amen.
And there's a lot of time you may feel like you're coming up over nothing, but I guarantee something, you're coming
that's
up
right.
over something.
That's right.
You're laying up things, you're seeking the face of Christ. And I believe what Joel preached on seeking his face. Maybe we're the generation that seeks his face, and I got to hear some of that message on the phone.
Yeah.
He sent it to some of it last night, I guess, late, but maybe not four, I guess it was. Couldn't remember for sure when it was last night. My day would get mixed up. But tonight, I feel like just a little thought that the Lord's laid on my heart. And,
yes,
and I hope I can make sense out of it. And I hope I can be able to give it to you the way the Lord gave it to me. But I just want to preach just a few minutes on something called Thresh the Flesh.
All right.
And you got your Bible, I'd like you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 11. And I want to start out tonight with the goal. And then I want to maybe, I guess, teach, preach, however the Lord would move about how that we can attain this goal and how that this goal is attained. But I hear 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 11. It said, "For we which live are always delivered unto the death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith according as it's written, I believed and therefore I've spoken. We also believe and therefore we speak." But I really want to focus on verse 11 here, where the Bible says that, and Paul is talking to the church of Corinth. It said that if we live, are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Like we're to turn on over to Isaiah chapter 28. I want you to keep this scripture, 2 Corinthians, in mind as we turn over. That this is the goal for us, that the life of Christ will be made manifest through us, the church, and us as the members of the body of Christ. And I want to go to Isaiah chapter 28 and verse 27 and 28 here. Isaiah 28, 27 and 28. And it says, "For the fighters are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither is a cartwheel turned about upon the cumin, but the fighters are beaten out with a staff, and the cumin with the rod. Bread corn is bruised because he will not ever be threshing it, nor break it with the wheel of his cart, nor bruise it with his horsemen. This also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel." I want you to go on over to St. Matthew. I know this is a lot of different places. And I want you to keep in mind the goal tonight. And here is St. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 12. And John the Baptist is preaching the forerunning of Christ here. He says, "If whose fan is anywhere," kind of catching him in the middle of a sermon here, but it says, "Who speaking of Christ, says whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." Amen. You can be seated. That's the, I guess, as far as we'll go, as far as the scriptures and go. But I would like to be able, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost tonight, to be able to intertwine the scriptures that we read tonight in a successful way. Amen. You know, the Lord referred to us, the church, many times as wheat. And you know, there's a place where it said, Paul, in other words, said that one man watereth and another man planteth and another man watereth, but God gave the increase. Amen. He referred to us say tonight that we're the product of God. How many men feel like today that we're the product of our own self, and got humanism that says we're the product of a theory that says a big bang happened, and we cause evolution causes us how to be what we are today. I'm not under that persuasion, Brother Richard. I'm under the persuasion that we are the product of an almighty God. Amen. And I believe that we were sold in faith. Amen. By the Christ. Amen. But I believe that we've been raised up now. I thought if you've been born again into the body of Christ, you're in this field. I mean, you're part of the weak God. You're part of the floor of God. And here the Word of God said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 11, that the goal here is that the body of Christ will be made manifest. And that means that it be brought forth. And that means that it be presented. And that it be maybe visible and coming out of something else and being in something else. Amen. And it said we are likened unto death. Amen. Like of many knows that the biggest problem today, amen, was causing that which is inside of us to come to the outside. Hey, I will go ahead and admit to you, church, it's my flesh that causes me to be closer to God than I am right now. It's my flesh that causes me to have the gift of God that's inside of me, that's been born inside of you and me. Our flesh is preventing that gift from being exposed unto the world. Amen. But I want to say, I want to preach tonight a little bit on a fresh new flesh. Amen. For the fighters are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither is a cartwheel turned about the cumen. Amen. And I want to get us across the right way tonight. The fight was a very small seed. I mean a little small tender seed. Amen. But I want to tell you something tonight, church. Amen. If we've been born in the body of Christ, there's something inside of me and you. And you know the many times he brought the similitude of the natural and the spiritual. Amen. And us compared to the weed. But I feel like going in depth with this tonight. Amen. The fox was a seed that was so tender. Amen. The many times in our church, we get those in the body of Christ. They are so tender. I mean they're tender. Amen. But still God has a goal. In that body that may be tender. Amen. But you know, here he's talking about different types of seeds and how the seed is brought forth from the encapsulation of that which is on the outside. And I don't know if we know some, I don't know entirely what it's about. I mean, we've got a farmer back here. Amen. It farms a little bit, but I thought tonight that something that grows around the seed of the wheat. And you know, it's something called, I believe some people call it a husk. And some folks call it different things. But there's a husk that grows around that wheat. Amen. My wife will make some noodles made out of whole wheat. But at some point, that wheat was in the field and there was something covering the wheat. Amen. It could not be used for a productive reason until that which was on the outside of the wheat was removed. Amen. I said until it was removed, I said us to church, until that which is on the outside is removed, that which is on the inside cannot be revealed. I believe what God's will right now for the church is that the flesh would die out, and that which is on the inside of the seed of Christ were beaten with a staff and the cumin with a rod. The staff was much smaller than the rod. You know, the fighters were so tender.
Yeah, come on.
But yet the goal had to be obtained.
Yes, that's right.
You ever wonder why we're tried in this daily walk with God? You ever wonder why we go through the trials and look like these younger Christians or folk that have just starting out, look like the trial, this may maybe look like it ain't hardly nothing to us. Amen. But if they faced maybe what the pastor faced, amen, that they may not be able to take it. Say that God still has a goal, and that goal is in His Son. I will be made manifest through Him. Amen. The trials and tribulation of this daily walk, and the trials of day by day life, amen, is to bring forth that which is inside unto the outside. Amen. I watched, and I don't preach on this quite a bit, but I watched Brother Joel and Sister Bethany as they went through the hardest trial of their life. I'm glad. bruise it with the horse. You know, there was some seed that was so stubborn that it had to be driven over with a horse and buggy. I mean, the hooves will just consume them. They will drive them in circles over top of them stones. And the hooves will consume the seed. Amen to what he's saying here. I believe in maybe a little different, I guess, but I don't believe he wants to consume us tonight. I believe that it said he who falls upon the stone shall be broken. That means my heart will be broken. My flesh will be broken away from that. That is on the inside. Oh God. Oh God. How many knows who the stone the builders rejected? How many knows who was the chief cornerstone? How many knows, church? I'm going to follow that man, Jesus. Seeds out and they get them out there and it takes the cumin and they're a little bit stronger, so it takes a little bit bigger rod, it's a little harder. Amen. He gets the cumin just to pop it out a little bit. Hey man, there's times when I've been so stubborn and I felt like he was mighty nigh to calling on the horses. Amen. Oh God. But I thank God that he heard it. Oh God. Amen. Then we become, amen, as his seed and allow him, amen. You know, the seed of God was born into a self-desiring husk. You know, this grass looked like real pretty high around here. In the top of that grass, there's a seed, but you can't see the seed. It's so small. There's a husk covering around that seed. If you shake it enough, it's going to pop out of there. Amen. Glory to God. But you know that the seed of God, Jesus Christ, when it was born into me, I still got the sin nature. We can't get away from that until we pass from this life unto the next. We're still going to have the tendency, amen, that we're going to be tempted. There's no man above that temptation. Amen. But I want to say tonight, amen, that this was born into bodies that were self-desiring. Yeah. I mean, you know, you ever think about this? You just want to satisfy yourself all the time. Right. Amen. But I believe that Christ wants to be made manifest through us. Amen. Right. His goal is to separate us from the seed, from the husk that covers us. Amen. 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 But this wasn't all of it, brothers. And this wasn't all of it. After they got it, all the seeds out of it, they would whip some of it. Some of them, they just able to shake them right good. I mean, it just shook them out, shook them up right good, and the seed just fell right out. Amen. I feel like church. I don't know, but some of us are being shaken a little bit. Some of us are being whipped just a little bit. I don't mean whipped as in punished. I mean threshed. I mean, I want my flesh to be threshed. I want my flesh to be threshed by the Master Jesus. And I can reveal the Son of God in my daily walk, in my life. And I'm saying, church, it's time that we come to this floor. After they got the wheat, you know, they still couldn't use it quite yet. I mean, because there was still a little husk all around the seeds. you know. Amen. You can imagine, you know, by the time we go eat places and you break peanuts and you store them everywhere and every now and then you'll see a peanut. Amen. I want to tell you, church has something similar to that, but probably a lot bigger mess. But they have to be something that would separate each and every seed from its former state. Amen. Oh, God. From its former state. Amen. You know, they have something called a fan. It was similar like a fan you would use, but it was a big kind of thing, and they would scoop it up. But before they did this, they would carry all of them seeds up on the top of a ridge or a hill, and then on top of that hill they had a little stone floor. It was called, just rightly so, the threshing floor. That's where they threshed the wheat. Amen. I'm glad they gathered the wheat in the garner. But before the wheat's gathered into the garner, it must first be threshed and then wind. You know, the process after the threshing is the wind. Amen. You know that Paul, he says his goal to win Christ. And man, I agree with that 100%. But I want another sense of W-I-N-N-E-D. Win, I believe it is, you know. I would be winned by Christ. I want him to win me. Amen. I don't mean to win as in winning me over to him, but I mean to be winned. That's what I want to explain how that happened here. How they got up there by the floor. Amen. How many knows in the Word of God why the Spirit was compared to a media type of the Holy Ghost? Was compared to the wind. I mean, every time it looked like it said, and the sound came, that's a mighty rushing wind. Every time it looked like the wind comes up, the Spirit comes up. Oh, Moses was down there by the Red Sea. Amen. And what was it that came? I mean, the wind came as a tide of the waters from the former state. Amen. They would stand there by the threshing floor. Amen. They would wait until the wind would blow. And when the wind would blow just right, I mean, it wasn't too hard. It wasn't too soft. When the man knew the wind was just right, he would take it in the fan. He would throw it up. The seed and the husk, all every bit of it. Amen. And the wind would take it. No good. All of that could not be used. It was blown away in that wind. But oh God, I didn't tell you what happened to the seed yet. I'm glad, folks, there be a seed in my life. I'm glad, folks, that we among a folk that have the seed of Christ dwelling inside of them. Wind ceased. The seed was just heavy enough. It fell back down and made its way back down to the threshing floor and fell on the stone. When it fell on the stone, they gathered the flaxes, they gathered the cumin, and they will go serve the purpose that was to be served. They gathered the wheat and they'd either store it or they'd use it. Amen. But the goal was to get that wheat, that cumin, and that flax out of its former state.
That's right.
You know that he used the threshing process. He used the wind. Hey, wait till it just gets just right. He throw it up.
Right. Come on.
You know it's the Spirit. It does away with the flesh.
Yes.
We just gotta let it.
Amen.
We just gotta let it. Amen. Oh God. Amen. And they're ready for the use.
Yeah.
Amen. Tonight. Praise God. I want to be ready for the use of God. I want to be ready to do what He's got for me to do. I want to be ready. As a sister sings, listen to her maybe the other night, I want to be ready.
Yes. Yeah.
She said, I want to be ready.
Come on.
But Josh, I want to be ready.
Come on,
you want to be ready?
Yes.
You want to be ready, sister?
Yeah. Amen.
Rambert, I want to be ready.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm going to be ready, Brother
Greg. I'm going to be ready.
Because He's going to use somebody. He's going to use somebody. He's going to gather somebody into His garner. Amen. I want to say the goal tonight is to get this separated from its former state. So, as in 2 Corinthians, that the body of Christ could be manifest in the believer. You know how He lives? He lives through us.
Yes, sir.
He lives through us.
Yes.
Amen. He wants to work through us.
Amen.
And there's a purpose for every seed that's in this house tonight.
Amen.
Every seed that's in this house.
Amen.
He has a plan for you. Just like every seed in that grassy field right there has got a destination.
That's right.
He's got a destination for you. But what must happen? What must happen is you must allow Him. And think it not strange, the fiery trial, which is to try you of some strange thing that's happened to you. Don't think it strange. He just wants to reveal Himself through you.
That's right.
That's all. That's all. And then they will gather together. Then they'd use it.
Amen.
Amen. But tonight, church, I want us to understand that when we do go through these things and we suffer and we feel the hurt.
Right.
You know that's inside, it don't hurt. That Christ that's inside, that love, that Spirit that dwells in us, that's not what hurts when this happens, but it's the flesh that hurts.
Amen.
But when we feel that hurt, I want us to realize that that's merely to expose that which is on the inside.
That's right. Come on, that's true.
And I want to be ready. And I want to be ready to make manifest the Son of God.
That's right.
I want this old flesh to just fall apart, fall away.
Right.
Just fall away to nothing. And then when the time's right, when the time's right, I want Him. I don't trust nobody else.
Right.
These people tried to win me and they lost me.
Yeah.
They blew me over the hill somewhere. I was like Gideon down pressing wheat by the wine press.
Yeah.
Amen. But that just brings me to another point. Many times the wheat is where it needs to be.
That's right.
Gideon in the Bible, he was afraid. So you know what he was trying to do? He was trying to thresh wheat by the wine press and it wasn't working.
Yeah.
There ain't no wind down there.
Right.
He couldn't do away with the former state of those seeds.
Right.
He may get something out of them, but he can't get rid of what the other stuff.
Still there, that's right.
It's still there.
Amen.
But on that mountainside is where he should have been. That's an angel came to him. What are you doing? What are you doing here? You mighty man of valor?
Yeah.
I almost could hear the joking in his voice, you know.
Yeah.
What are you doing, you mighty man of valor?
Yeah.
What are you doing down here fresh and weak with a wine press? Y'all know, but you know this ain't working.
That's
right. Amen. But you know he said, you know what he said? In other words, I may not quote it exactly right. He said, where be the God of our fathers?
Right.
He's done all these things for them. What's he doing for us today? Look at us, we're in bondage.
Right.
You know what God wanted to do? He wanted to reveal himself through Gideon.
Right.
But Gideon needed to be in the right place.
Right.
And I'm saying, church, tonight, that we don't need to think it's strange if I retire. We should try us to some strange thing.
That's right.
But just let him win you.
Amen.
Let him thresh the flesh.
Amen.
Let it happen. Caleb, when he starts threshing the flesh, you may cry. The tears may fall.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, Josh, the tears may fall.
Yeah.
Just sure the tears may fall. It may hurt so bad. But it's got to come off.
Right, yeah.
When it comes off. Amen. I saw Sister Reese the other night. I seen it come off. When it come off, she come through her just a scoot.
Yeah.
Crying so simply being made manifest through her.
Sure.
That's all. When you're tolling in this altar and travailing, you know what it's going to do? It's going to bring forth.
Yeah.
It's going to bring forth fruit.
Amen.
Out of that labor. When you know, many times, we're compared to as this week. But I want to encourage us tonight. I want to encourage every soul in here. Let him press you.
Yeah.
Amen. Let him win you.
Amen.
Then when you're done, you can fall on the rock.
That's right.
Because the scripture, I didn't finish that a while ago. It says, he who falls on the stone. In other words, he who lets him win.
Yes.
Right. Falls on the stone. He's safe.
Right.
He's usable. But also it says, he whom the stone falls upon.
shall be ground to powder.
Yeah.
I'd rather be broken than ground.
Yes.
It's going to be one or the other.
That's right.
I'd rather be broken. Just let me be broken tonight. I hope we was able to get this across the ways that the Lord wants us to. But I want us to be encouraged tonight to understand
right.
that it may hurt.
Right.
But He will not put nothing on you that you're not able to take.
Right.
As it may be the staff or the rod. Hope it ain't the horse.
Right.
But it may be the staff or the rod. Whatever it takes to bring it out of you. Mm-hmm. That's what He'll bring to you. But He won't ever bring you to something that He won't bring you out of. Honey, can I use your message? She said something to me today. I thought she got it off somewhere else. I guess it just came to her. She was thinking about giving gifts today. And I ain't going to take credit for it. It was her. But she was thinking about giving gifts. And she was thinking about maybe if you could just buy a ticket to heaven. How expensive it would be. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
You couldn't print enough dollars.
That's right.
You couldn't print those $1 million bills to buy one ticket.
That's right.
But you know Christ paid for it.
Yes, He did.
On the cross of Calvary.
That's right.
But that ain't the best part. He didn't just pay for it. He's given it to us and made us an offer.
That's right.
Now, if we've accepted the gift, if we've accepted the free gift of salvation, now, it's up to me and you. What's the first thing you do, these kids, when they, Christmas morning, when they run down them stairs?
Yeah.
What's the first thing they do?
Yeah.
What do they want to do?
Yeah,
they want to hope.
That's right.
But today, that's what God wants to do with us. He gave us a gift.
Right.
Now, He wants to tear away that packaging.
That's right.
That's on the outside so the gift may be brought forth.
That's right.
But today, church, I want to get across to us that He gave us this gift.
Yeah.
But it's up to us to let Him open.
Amen.
It's up to us to have it open.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I want to be like that. I want to open my present.
Try.
I want to look at it that way. It may hurt a little bit. I may have to rip on it a little while. The Lord may rip on me a little bit. He may cut my rib.
Amen.
But amen, I just want Him to open me. So amen. But I love everybody tonight. I want to give these other brothers an opportunity to say something for the Lord. Amen.
Sounds good though.
Yeah,
I thought sounds good. I know I can say, I ain't ashamed to say, it hit me. My biggest problem is me. It's always me. It's when I get up in the morning, it's me, and all day long, it's me, and then I lay down, and it's still me, and then I got to get up to me again. So I know all of my problem is me, and I couldn't help but think when Jamie was preaching there about the threshing floor last Wednesday night, Greg threw that target down, and he threw it down on the altar.
Yes.
And I thought we could come to the threshing floor tonight and let the Lord help us. And I was thinking when Jamie was preaching, he was talking about Gideon, and Gideon was one of the judges. I just opened my Bible there because I was thinking about it. I was going to look up the man's name, and it was right there as soon as I opened it, about Ehud and Eklon. And I was thinking there how Eklon was the king of Moab, and every time Israel got in trouble, and when they rebelled against God, they lived in the land that flowed with milk and honey. They lived in this great place, but when they rebelled against God and was disobedient, God would send somebody in to take them into bondage. I was thinking about Eklon, the king of Moab. When he come and got him, he was a fat man.
Yeah.
The Bible called him a fat man.
Yeah.
And but God began to raise up Ehud, and he put a dagger down in I think it was maybe he was left-handed, I think. Put it in his right thigh. Right thigh. And he took a taste of the dagger with him. And I was thinking what Ehud's, his whole job, his whole purpose of going to the king of Moab's job was. And that was to kill the fat man.
That's right.
And as long as the king of Moab was over the judge over the children of Israel, they was under bondage, they was under pressure. And I was just thinking about the fat man. I refer us to the fat man, the flesh. As long as our flesh is the fat man, as long as our flesh is the one that's rising up and ruling us, we're going to be in bondage forever.
Right.
We're going to have to sit, and we can't have the spiritual milk and honey flowing.
Yes.
But Ehud goes down, and the Bible says he stuck the dagger into Eklon's right thigh, I think Greg said there, and in his belly, and said the dirt comes out. Once you kill the fat man, then Ehud just goes walking along, and the children of Israel is delivered.
Right.
We can kill the fat man.
Right.
We'll be doing good, won't we? We can just kill the fat man. Amen. I was just thinking about that. It's kind of funny. Anyhow, Greg,
just a little bit.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
kids got to left that, and I went down here, I left my Bible with the Lambs last night, and went to church, and they started rejoicing. Well, that didn't get a Bible tonight. I wanted to listen to him, but I thought, well, Jamie started me up here a little bit. Probably Romans chapter 5, though. He was talking about that where they would run the cart over to the animals would walk on it. These other things he was talking about, some of them they could shake out. Some of them could take a little bit of persuasion and get that off of. But wheat was a really hard critter to break, I guess you could say. And they would have to, like I said, either walk the animals over to drive the cart over it. But I thought another thing that they used, they had this outfit. It was just a board. Kind of like looked like a sled or a bobsled or something.
Right.
And in the bottom of that board, they would put pieces of rock and glass and metal.
Right.
And then they would take and maybe have an animal pull them, and they would stand on that board, run it over that wheat, and that would break that wheat out of that shell, and break that husk, and that chaff off that wheat. You might know what that board was called? Called a tribulum.
Yeah, tribulum.
A tribulum.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And then I got to think about this verse here in Romans chapter 5, if I can find it here. In verse 3, he said, not only so, but we glory in
tribulations
also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And when you look at that word, when we hear the word tribulation, we all do the same thing.
Yeah.
We think about that time that's coming on the earth to try it. Jesus said there's never been a time like it before. Never will be a time like it again. He told us to pray to be worthy to escape that, and I'll leave that alone. But when we think of tribulation, we think of that. But if you'll stop and realize what a tribulum was, and realize that when you, that's just a suffix put on the end of the word tribulum. So tribulation simply means going under the tribulum and doing just what the brother preached to us tonight.
That's right.
Getting that husk off, getting that chaff off, and then they take it out to the threshing floor.
Amen.
Let that wind blow the chaff away and get rid of that. All that that's useless is gone, and then you've got something you can use.
That's right.
But he said to glory
tribulation.
In tribulation.
Come on.
Glory in tribulation.
Amen.
That's hard to do. It's hard to do when that's running over us.
Yes.
It's hard to do when we feel like we're being broken.
Right.
When we feel like we're being crushed.
Right.
But if we can just remember, brother,
that
He's doing it for our good.
Amen.
That there is something good down in there that God sees.
That's right.
He said He wouldn't put, just like He put it, any more than we can bear.
Right.
He's not going to crush that wheat.
Right.
He's going to get the good out of it
alone.
But that chaff's gone. And there's something that can be used.
Amen.
And so we glory. And that's what he's talking about when he's talking about in that verse in there. He's talking about being in tribulation. It just means going under that.
Right.
That's going to break off that we don't need.
Right.
Going to school.
Amen.
Now it would be nice, you know, if we could be like the Pullman and the fascists and things like that. The Lord just gently shake us. I've seen some folks that were tenderhearted enough God could do that.
Yeah.
Some of us, probably most of us,
man,
are like the wheat. We've got to be beaten.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to be crushed.
Right.
But it's for our own good.
Amen.
And when He crushes us, when He tries us like that, then something comes out that He can use. But, you know, He said the glory in that. That's a hard thing to do.
Yes.
It's a hard thing to do.
Sure.
But when we come out on the other side and we look back and we can say, well, now I see.
Amen.
Now I understand. But when we're in the middle of it, I understand. When we're in the middle of it, it's not an easy thing to do.
Exactly right.
But I want to learn the glory. In tribulation.
Amen.
Enjoy that preaching.
Amen.
Is he talking
urgent?
I ain't
going
to preach some more.
Come on.
Is he talking about the tree? Ah. You know, no doubt, there was times that go one way and then back. Probably just one way and then back. There's times that I feel like in my life when I went the one way, some of it come off.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought, man, what's the right?
It's getting off.
And then it's getting. Then I wait a little while longer, and then, you know, I feel like in those stages in our life, when maybe Christ we may manifest some, but then we got to grow.
Sure.
We got to face that tribulation again. And it does another swipe, take some more off, and then another swipe. And I just, you know, I'm glad that He does that to us, and because His goal.
Come on.
Is to bring forth His Son and fruit us. And I appreciate Him for that. Because He's looking out for our good. I just praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's good.
Come on, let's come to this altar. Anybody feel like you're wrestling with the flesh? Let's pray. Everybody needs to go through that process. It's come that threshing floor and shut the little hurts.
Jesus, Lord, you have a sword of David. Thank you for it.